about 5 years ago, I would have met up with the locals in Rathmullen and Jim Deaney, and there was a Rathmullen Historical Society. Many of the people who are still involved, there's Margaret Tartan, Jean Curran, Arthur Wrench, Pat, John Pat, and Mary Bryan, and essentially it was their enthusiasm, Donal, in relation to the building in Rathmullen, the Abbey, that their enthusiasm caught on to myself. The Abbey itself was literally being held together by the ivy, which in a way it held it together, but it was also breaking it up and crumbling up the structure. So it was their enthusiasm that got me involved, and that started the five-year-long process of applying for grants and piecemeal over the course of the 5 years, I suppose, we would have enabled the conservation of the Abbey to the state such that today it can now be opened again to the public. Back in 2015, in my role with the Donegal County Council, I was required to put lock and chain on the gates because of the hazardous state that the Abbey was in. So I'm delighted now that for the local community and for Donegal and for the north of Ireland, because it's such an historic and such a jewel in the crown, as it were, on the wide Atlantic Way, that it can now be opened again to the public.
One of the challenges that you and your teams faced over the past number of years was it's not just a matter of going in there, slapping on concrete and fixing walls. It's a matter of doing so in a way that respects the history, that respects the architectural and archaeological integrity of the site.
It does. And even, don't know the use of the word concrete there, because there's no concrete involved in it at all. There's no cement involved in it. It's the whole process of conservation was carried out by samples of the existing mortar that they would have used back 504 years ago. It was a lime-based mortar. So we would have taken samples of that mortar and come up with an equivalent mix using lime mortar and today's equivalent. And that's what would be used in the course of the conservation of the Abbey. So there was no cement or concrete used at all, and that's in accordance with the best conservation practice. And all of that, Donal, would have to have been approved by the National Monument Service. So we were lucky. In Donegal, actually, we've a great conservation architect, Dedalus in Moville, and the archaeologist actually who supervised the archaeological works is Karen Donovan, Richard Cromwich. And the two building conservation stonework contractors are actually in the show as well. There's John Doherty Construction from Clonmany and Seamus Free from Buncrana. So, it's a very detailed process, Donal.